Welcome back to another episode of the Tackle Podcast. Today we have a special guest joining us today. We have Andy Sabani, player on the River Hill men's varsity basketball team, joining us today to talk about the current state of the basketball team. But before we get started, I'd like to congratulate George on winning second team All-County as an O-lineman. And also today he just received his third offer from Bridgewater College. So congratulations, George.
Thank you. Thank you. Should have got first team, but blessed.
All right, we'll just get right into it. Andy, for all those that are confused about the current state of the team, can you tell us some details about what's going on with COVID and all that?
So as of right now, three of our games have been postponed due to COVID. As of right now, six people have tested positive on the team. So, and one other person is injured. So we only have seven players that really can play. So the Athleton game on Wednesday just got postponed. And so right as of right now, we don't really know what's next. But as of right now, I'm able to return for a Saturday practice, which is nice, but it's not looking too great at the moment. So, and it's spreading. Like I know I was just informed that seven people on Glen Elg have tested positive too on their basketball team.
Oh wow.
So yeah, it's spreading. So
but as of right now, the game versus Mount Hebron would still be on, is that correct?
Yeah, as of right now it's on, but I don't know how certain that is. But I'm hoping it happens because just to play. I mean, I won't be playing, but I just want our team to really just be able to play a game. But yeah, as of right now, the Hebron game is supposed to happen.
Okay.
So how has that affected the team so far? And like, how are you guys going to recover from that? Missing so many practices.
Yeah, our team morale is not the greatest at the moment. Like, everybody is just pissed off. And which I am too. I mean, it's just kind of crazy. But everybody, it's weird because the coach right now, he has seven players, and that some, like a couple of them weren't even in the rotation. So now he has to put them in a spot to play, which for them, it's a big thing. And also for the coach, because he needs to put trust in people that he was still like developing. And, but as a team, like we're going to bounce back, but as of right now, we're just all kind of bummed out.
So I think a lot of people were surprised when he took 14 players on the team when he was always took 12. You know, I've always heard 12 was the number that he was going to take going into the tryout. So do you think Coach Graves knew that something like this was bound to happen by taking two extra players?
I don't know, really. That's a good question because you're right. Like, this is his first year out of how he's been coaching for, I don't know, for a long time. This is the first year he's taken 14 players. I don't know. That could be a case, but I feel like also we actually had like a bunch of he had some tough decisions to make as in cuts, like some really tough decisions. And I feel like him having those two extra slots kind of helped it. It's either, I don't know if he took it because it was he had some tough cuts or for this, which now it's benefiting him because now we have two extra players.
But, so what is it like playing under Coach Graves? How is he like in practice? And like, what have you realized now saying, oh, he does a great job of this or that?
I think he does a great job of just staying organized and composed. Like when he sees something goes wrong in game, like I just noticed this, we've played two scrimmages, but just with the two scrimmages, if he sees something goes wrong, he will make sure we do it right next. He'll call timeout. He's just very composed, and you can tell he's really just has experience with it. And during practice, it's just the same thing, just repetitions. And those repetitions, like, what now? I'm like, dang, we keep doing them. We keep doing them. This is getting annoying. But now, like in the game, I'm like, okay, thank God we did those repetitions because I wouldn't have known what we were doing. So, yeah.
All right, this is a two-part question. who's your favorite player to watch in the NBA, and who would you compare your game play like to in the NBA?
So my favorite player to watch is a good one, but it has to be Bradley Beal. And
oh my,
I have to agree.
And I mean, I've watched the Wizards live, and just watching him play is just insane. Like, I bet, I mean, I also, it's either him or Damian Lillard. Watching Damian Lillard play live was crazy. Just, he's so quick, and he can get a shot off insanely fast. But Bradley Beal, just seeing him be able to get shots over these seven footers is just crazy to me. So my game, I don't know, to be honest. I would say maybe, I would say kind of a smaller Kevin Durant. I'm probably 6'4". Kevin Durant is 7 feet. I'm the high school version Kevin Durant. I can shoot, I can finish, and I've improved on some off-ball blocks and stuff like that. So, yeah.
So, who do you think the GOAT is, in your opinion?
Oh, it's got to be MJ. Yeah. I know Ryan picks his brother, Joey. He's a LeBron head, and I cannot stand
just like
for
George.
That. You're LeBron head, George?
Yes, sir.
No. Oh, no. But it's got to be MJ. Like, he's just – the thing that puts him above LeBron, in my opinion, is just his mentality. It's just insane. He just doesn't – he'll literally do anything to win. And he did. Those six rings, like, those speak for himself. And he's just an elite, like, player. And, I mean, LeBron is a close second. Don't get me wrong. Like, I still have a bunch of – like, I'm still very high on LeBron. But I just think MJ has a little bit of an edge on him as of right now. I don't know what it'll be like when LeBron's career ends, but as of right now, I think it's MJ.
Yeah, going back, you mentioned mentality. One player who's known for their mentality is Kobe. Yesterday, I tweeted out on the Riverhill Podcast Twitter account. Is it a hot take?
I deleted that for a reason.
To say that Kobe Bryant is a better basketball player than LeBron James. What do you think about
it's just weird. Like, I don't know. You can't really compare the two. It's tough to compare, but I think LeBron is better because it's just like, just, he's just, how tall is he? 6'8", 6'9", with that frame that can jump out the gym. Like, you can't, it's so difficult to even stop him. Kobe, like, yeah, he has the best, like, turnaround fade of all time. And he's very athletic, and just, he also has a winner mentality. But I don't know. I think LeBron has the edge over Kobe. For sure.
So who do you think the greatest team of all time is?
It's got to be – that's a good one. I think it's got to be the 96-97 Bulls. Or maybe it's between them and the 95-96, but it's got to be one of those Bulls teams. It's just seeing them play, Scottie and MJ playing together in their prime, like, it's just something to watch. And watching them breeze to the champion or to the NBA Finals, and it's got to be one of those teams for sure.
All right, going back to a little bit more of your basketball experience, who is the best player you've ever played with, and who's the best player you've ever played against?
Oh, that's a good one. I've played against what's his fate? Do you know Trayvon Duval?
Oh yeah,
I've played against him.
Oh wow.
In an AA, I've watched do you know Zion Harmon?
I may have heard of him, but
I've been in a game and I've watched him. Like, he was at a tournament. I was at, but when I'm playing against Trayvon Duval, it wasn't like it was because my dad works with his godfather or something. And he was able to like get me to play with him, and he is elite. Like, just like putting him in Howard County, he would average 40 a game. Like, it would have been crazy. But I've also played – well, I mean, I played with Nick Marshall, who's a great player. And I'm trying to think who else. I don't know. I haven't played with anybody, like, insane because I don't – we'll see where these people end up. But as of right now, probably Trayvon Duval.
So like, who right now in the NBA do you think is the toughest player to guard?
Ooh. It's got to be I just think it's Steph Curry because just watching like him play it's either between him or it's got to be Kyrie Irving too, but he's not even playing. But Steph Curry is just the way how quickly he can get off his shot is just if I could get off my shot that quickly, oh my God! But his shot getting it off that quick is just so difficult to guard. You don't understand.
So you're a player who is definitely known for your jump shooting ability. Who are your top five shooters of all time?
Oh, okay. Number one, Curry. Okay, that's a good question. Then Ray Allen for sure. Maybe Reggie Miller.
Yeah.
Who's maybe Peja? I've watched Peja's like highlights, and he's elite. I don't know. Maybe to be honest, it might be Klay Thompson too. I might be forgetting somebody, but I think those are my top five for now.
What's your all-time dream lineup?
Wait, can you repeat that?
What's your all-time dream lineup?
Ooh, okay. Curry at the one, MJ at the two, KD at the three. LeBron at the three, KD at the four, and then Shaq at the five.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be that.
So, you've been talking a lot about basketball. I know you're a big football fan because I play fantasy football with you.
Right.
I see you in that Washington football team sweatshirt.
Yep.
The trash team.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
The football team is sitting at the seventh seed in the NFC, which is a bit surprising to me because a 6-7 team would not be in playoff contention in the AFC.
Okay. Here we go.
But do you see your team making a playoff push?
Of course.
You better not.
Of course, I see us making the
playoffs. Oh, my.
We have divisional games for our last four games.
Jalen,
that against Dallas, we played awful and we almost came back and won.
Guys play the Eagles.
No, we're smacking the Eagles.
No, you're not.
Yes, we are. And the Giants, like, we don't even have to like think about them.
I mean, like, they still have a pretty good defense. I mean,
exactly.
They're struggling.
No, you'll see. I guess we'll just have to wait and see.
We'll just see you guys sitting on the couch watching playoff games.
Well, you'll see.
One other question that just popped up was: you guys were ranked by the Baltimore Sun as the number one team in Howard County, and the 14th best team in the state of Maryland. So, going into this year, did you see your team being ranked that highly?
Well, to be honest, like yes, because our coach was talking a lot. He was like hyping us up, which, if I were coach, I'd do the same thing to try and bring the best out of us. But yeah, I feel like just looking at the county, we definitely have the best team. And I'm not just saying that because I'm on River Hill, but I feel like we genuinely have the best team in the county. Plus, I don't know if they're comparing us to some private schools, then okay, so be it. But we were on a list with, I think, I forgot who was number one on that list, but they were just insane. And just to be on a list with that team, like, it's just kind of cool.
So back to the NFL. Who's your favorite player in the league right now to watch?
Okay, to watch?
You're not saying Terry McLaurin, please.
I mean, it was good.
No,
my favorite receiver is obviously Scary Terry. But my favorite player to watch?
You mean Trevon Diggs' son?
Okay. My favorite player to watch, that's a good one. What pops in my head is probably I'd probably say Aaron Rodgers or Kyler Murray, because Kyler Murray is just so small, scrambling. It's kind of funny to me and how he's able to like get out of these situations. But he's just like kind of crazy how he gets out of a situation, like where he's about to get sacked. It's kind of like, I wouldn't compare him to Lamar because
nothing like Lamar.
I mean, you guys, if I asked you the same question, you guys would say Lamar for sure. But I know I actually like Lamar, so it's either it's between them three: Aaron Rodgers, Lamar, or Kyler Murray.
One question I have is about your new coach, Charlie Thomas. Do you want to talk about how what he's done for you so far this season in the short time you've had him as a coach?
Yeah, as a coach, he's been really helpful. Like, he's played at the highest stage besides the NBA, but he's played in a house with over with tens of thousands of people. He knows what it's like. So having him there, just telling us, like, I was talking to him, he says he's played with Donovan. He was telling a story about how he played with Donovan Mitchell. It's just, he has these stories that are just crazy to me. Like, he said he is good friends with Buddy Hield.
Whoa.
And also just his experience, like, just like, if I'm wanting to play in the college level, like, just having his experience, just him passing it down is really helpful. Like, I can tell he was going to be a big help during the season. If we ever get in that hole, he'll definitely be one of the people to pull us back up.
So if you were to make an NBA player with, like, its own jump shot, athletic, like, build, playmaking, who would that, like, what would each player be?
So build. Okay, so to be honest, obviously the Curry jumper, like the shooting ability. But I'm gonna have a build like KD. It's either KD or like Giannis, kind of. It's one of the two, but I like KD's build. I like Kyrie's playmaking. Well, not playmaking, ball handling. I like Magic's playmaking. I also like flashy passing ability has to go to White Chocolate. And I guess that really, it's just a Kevin Durant. I mean, basically Kevin Durant as it is with like all the flashy and ball handling.
What about athleticism and like?
Ooh, athleticism. I got to go with prime LeBron. It has to be.
Yeah, it's easy.
Yeah, and what was the last one?
Defense.
Ooh, it's either the Claw or I would say San Antonio Kawhi.
Yeah,
he was just clamping everybody.
All right, so we're talking a lot about the NBA. Have you watched any college basketball so far this season?
I haven't really been like keeping up with it a lot.
Any team you root for?
Well, I obviously root for Maryland, but I know they just upset Florida.
Yep, I was at Barclays Center.
Yeah, I was watching that game, but yeah, I've been following a little bit, but I'm definitely a Maryland fan.
So who do you think is the best college basketball player of all time?
Of all time, best college player? Ooh,
So we're talking about just or what they did in college?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, just what they did in college.
Ooh, I don't know, really. When it comes to mind, what comes to mind is the best college player of all time?
A player that pops up in my head is Kareem. Because I think
it has to be Kareem because they banned dunking, right?
Probably Kareem.
Yeah, they banned dunking because of him. It's got to be Kareem.
What about I forgot modern about day? That.
Modern day, yeah.
Oh, I don't know. That's a tough one. I can give you like the best player I've watched live. The best player I've watched live was Carson Edwards. On Purdue.
He was like, insane.
I know. Like, watching him, he was so good on Purdue. Just so good. And just watching him live is just insane.
I know a lot of people like to crack fat jokes at Zion now, but I think at Duke, like, there was at all. The only man that came close is Taco Fall.
I mean, John Morant was elite in college.
Yeah, he was. Too.
Kemba Walker.
I don't think John Morant was dominant to the level of Zion.
No,
Zion had teams like trying to lose every single game.
But Zion had a better team.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, but that doesn't take away from his pure dominance.
It doesn't, but it helps.
I mean, they did also lose in the second round, right?
Yeah.
The second, I think it was like the third round.
No,
third.
I'm pretty sure it was.
It was the they second. Did not lose like in the Michigan Sweet 16 State or something.
Oh, we know it was. They did lose in the Sweet 16. You're right.
Because they beat.
They just escaped Florida, UCF.
UCF with Taco Fall.
Yeah. Oh, that was a great game. I remember that. It's
funny that both Taco Fall and Carson Edwards are both on the Celtics.
Yeah, they both are. But probably right now, like in the past 5 years, I'd say Carson Edwards.
He's not in the Celtics anymore.
Oh, yeah, he went to the Cavs.
Oh, right, yeah. That's right. But, yeah.
All right, you got any more questions, George?
Nah, that's it for me.
All right, perfect.
All right, thank you for joining us, Andy. Thanks for...
Of course.
All right, that concludes this episode of the Tackle Podcast. We'll see you next time.